We ask that you continue to pray just for a few minutes that we might do what God would have us to. The book of Exodus, the 14th chapter, starting with verse number 8. And we all know the story. This is where the children of Israel had been in Egypt for some 400 years. And they began to pray and cry that God would send them a deliverer and lead them out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of bondage. They'd been slaves. They'd been in hard labor, and they'd been held captive in Egypt. And the Bible said that God heard their prayer, and that He'd sent Moses down into Egypt to deliver them out. And now we find out, this is, we come to the place where God's leading them out, and Pharaoh begins to pursue after them, after he lets them go to try to bring them back captive. And so chapter 14 and verse number 8, and we'll pick up there, and it says, "And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them, and all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them, encamping by the sea beside Philaroth, before Baalzephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us, thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will shew to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. And the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward." And may God add His blessings to the reading of His precious, holy, and divine Word. And today, if we had a thought we'd like to share with you, it'd be just simply this, is where could I go but to the Lord? Where could we go? Where could I go but to the Lord? Today we find ourselves in our everyday lives that we still encounter in everyday of our lives, situations and problems that we may be arise in our lives and hard situations that come about, and we have to begin to seek knowledge and to seek answers, and we got to go somewhere to get the answer. There's a lot of people with a lot of different ideas that's wrote, and a lot of men that's had a lot of knowledge give a lot of different answers to the problem of life, and that we might find help. There's been a lot of maybe self-help books written, and a lot of people putting their faith and a lot of and their trust in a lot of different things. But today, without the Lord and without His leadership, it's all in vain today. And the Bible even said that there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end, therefore, is the ways and the means of death. But I like what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, I am the way. He wasn't just simply a way, but He is the way, the only way to get from here to glory. And not only that, but He holds the answers to all our everyday problems. He is the one that has the answer before the problem even arises. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad today that we serve a God that's got, that knows the solution before the problem ever arises. And all He requires of us today is just simply asking for our help, for His help and His leadership. And He's not a God that should withhold His knowledge from us, but He's a God that wants to help us and bless us so that we might give Him glory and give Him praise. And So many times we find in God's Word where He tested His people by the trial of their faith. And every time that God's people held on to God's unchanging Word, you know what He done? He blessed them without measure and without abundance. So today, listen, don't ever get discouraged and think that God don't know what's going on in our lives. Because before the problem ever arises, God knows our situation and God knows our need today. So don't get discouraged and don't let the Satan beat you up and tell you that God's asleep somewhere and that He don't care nothing about you. That's no more than a lie from the devil. Don't let nobody ever tell you that God has lost His power, because today God has still got all power in heaven and earth. And it don't matter what you're going through in life, whether it's sickness or whether it's financial troubles or whether you're having trouble in your home, I want you to know today that within God we can find all our answers today if we'll just simply trust Him today. And I'm so glad today that God loves us and wants to help us. But as I read to you this morning in the book of Exodus about how the children of Israel, how God was leading them out of the land of Egypt toward the promised land. And listen, it wasn't very long until troubles begin to arise. And listen, ain't it? That's just the way it is maybe in our everyday life when we get saved. Listen, I thought maybe when I got saved all my troubles would be over and there wouldn't be no more hardships or bad times in my life. But how little did I know that wasn't the case. Listen, when we get saved, it doesn't exempt us from going through hard times and difficult situations. I know it doesn't, but what it does mean is that we'll have a friend that'll go with us always, even until the end of the world. Listen, Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us, but He'll be there with us no matter what situation we go through. Where could we go this morning but to the Lord this morning? Listen, the Bible said that the children of Israel had come there to the Red Sea, and listen, there they would find themselves in trouble. Listen, they wasn't a people of war. Maybe they didn't know how to fight maybe a natural battle. They didn't have great weapons. I know they didn't, but what they did today, they didn't have a man maybe leading them that was well experienced in the knowledge of war. But thank God today the Bible said that our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they're spiritual through the breaking down of mighty, many strongholds today. Thank God today that you and I today, we're not maybe not in the Army of the United States of America. And God bless America and the men and women that serve. But today you and I, we're in a much bigger army, and a much stronger army. You and I today, we're in the soldiers in the army for the Lord. And thank God today, you and I, our chief and commander ain't sitting in the White House today, but he's sitting on the throne in heaven. Today, our chief and commander ain't the president of the United States of America, but today our chief and commander is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, and He'll give us our marching orders if we'll just simply ask Him, Lord, what shall we do and where shall we go? God, give us boldness, give us courage, Lord, to follow You wherever You lead us. When times get tough, God, don't let us tuck tail and run, but let us run to the battle. Listen, we find now Moses and the children of Israel. Listen, God, they got down to the Red Sea. Pharaoh told them they could go loose. They could leave and be free. But listen, Satan wasn't happy with it. Listen, God, listen, all of a sudden Pharaoh changed his heart and he began to pursue after the children of Israel. Listen, he didn't want to let them go. Listen, he began to pursue after them. He and his mighty men, great many men that he had, horses and chariots. Listen, no doubt the greatest army maybe that was upon the face of the earth at that time. And he began to pursue after them down by the Red Sea. Listen, there the children of Israel were. They were in trouble. They had the sea on this side, mountains around them. Listen to the children and Pharaoh and his army behind them. Nowhere to go. Where else could they go but to the Lord? And they begin to cry out. They begin maybe to wonder what was they doing in that situation. Listen, today when problems arise in our life, you know what we can do? We can either go forward and try to find the answer and the solution and lean on God's arms, or we can stand still and do nothing about it and live in the sin and destruction that's in our life today, or we can go back to what we've always done. I don't know about you, but when I have a problem in my life, I want an answer. I want a way out of the trouble that I'm in. I don't like to be in trouble. I don't like for problems to arise in my life. I don't like to feel helpless. But if we don't follow God's leadership, we'll stay right where we are. We'll not go forward, and we'll not have a voice, but we'll stand still and things won't get better, but rather they'll grow the worse. But thank God today when we get tired enough of living like we're living and staying, letting problems consume our life and sin destroy us, then we'll turn to the Lord and we'll go forward today, and God will lead us and put us exactly where He wants us to be. And that'll be a good place. The children of Israel find themselves. You know what happened? Listen, God had started working in their life, and it wasn't long. The first problem that arose in their life, and it was a big problem. It wasn't some small problem, man. But you know what happened? The children of Israel, they began to murmur against Moses and against God. Said, Moses, what have you done? You know why they began to murmur? Because they doubted who God was today. Don't ever, we need to keep our faith strong in the Lord. Don't let Satan creep in our lives and begin to make us doubt. But let's keep our faith and our eyes on the Lord today. Not in some man, not in your pastor, not in your deacon board, but keep your eyes and your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be strong. And when troubles come, brother, you won't want to turn around and go back to the things that we once did, but you'll want to go forward, and God will lead us by a mighty strong hand. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could we go but to the Lord? Listen, have you ever had a time in your life, listen, when you found yourself, said, oh Lord, we've all got to a place, I guess, at some time or another in our life where we thought we was invincible. We thought we had all we ever needed. Life was good. Sometimes we just begin to neglect the Lord. We think everything's well. But just as soon as trouble comes, you know what we found out? Brother, we begin to realize how small, how weak that we really are. When sickness comes into our home, you know what we begin to do? We begin to realize how weak, how helpless we are. But thank God today, you and I, that's been saved by God's amazing grace. Thank God for all the good doctors and physicians that we have in this world. But I'm glad today that we have a great physician today that listen, there's no sickness that's too big for the Lord. There's no illness that God can't cure. Where could we go but to the Lord? Today, there's no illness and there's no financial difficulty that God can't lead us out of. There's nothing today that God can't help us with if we'll just keep our faith and trust in the Lord. In God today. Where could I go but to the Lord? People begin to murmur. Listen, we're going to have people all around. There's going to be people in our life today that say, why? You'll probably even encounter some this week on your job site or wherever it might be. This is why. Where you been? Where you been this morning? Been to revival. You know what they'll begin to do? They'll begin to murmur, proclaim, say, why do y'all even waste your time with going to the house of the Lord? Was anybody saved? Was anybody there that was lost? It was all a waste of time, they'll tell you. Stay at home, you can get so much more accomplished by just doing through your everyday life. But you know what that is? That's a lie from the devil. And I don't know about you, but if I put my results, listen, I hope you have a baptism full of candidates to be baptized this Sunday morning. And I hope we see 20, 30, 40, 50 saved. And I'd like to see all the whole community saved. But listen today, and I know this today, if we come to God's house, put our best forth effort, put our best foot forward, and we give God all that we got today. And if there ain't one soul saved this week, I'll tell you what, I can still leave here saying it's been good to be at God's house. Listen, I know this today. God wants to use this time that we've come together, brethren, to strengthen us, to draw us closer together as a people, but more than that, to draw Him closer together, that when we leave this building, we'll be able to go out into the world and the highways and hedges and tell them about a man that can help them through no matter what they're going through. Where could we go but to the Lord? People begin to murmur, saying, Moses, we should have stayed in Egypt. How quickly people forget. How quickly they forgot the hard labor and the hard bondage they was in. 400 years they'd been down there under taskmasters, treated like slaves, like dogs, animals, was treated better than what they were treated. You know what they said? It wasn't long the first time problems arose in their life. You know what they began to say? We should have stayed in wilderness. We should have stayed in Egypt. We've been a whole lot better off to stay where we was at. You know what that is? That's Satan trying to keep us from going forward. He wants to keep us staying back here instead of moving forward and progressing in our life, moving to the victory that the Lord has given us. He don't want us to go forward. He wants us to stay still. He wants us to go backwards. And if He'll do that, He's got the best of us. But I like what Moses said. I like what Moses said. I'm glad today God used a man that was able to deliver them and had boldness and courage about him. God help us today. Give us men, women that's got some courage and some boldness about them. Moses said, why, you just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. If we'll just keep our faith in God, don't lose our sight, don't take our eyes off Him, we're going to go forward and we're going to get the victory. No doubt the people begin to say, but Moses, can you not see what's going on all around us? Just look, Moses. There's the Egyptians behind us with Pharaoh, and here's the Red Sea, and here's mountains. Where are we going to go? Moses, I believe, he said, I tell you where we're going to go. We're going to go to the Lord, and He's going to be our leader. He's going to be our guide. He's going to be our helper. And you just stand still and watch God work. About that time, God said, Moses, pick up thy rod, lift it up over the sea. And listen, I'm telling you today, what's impossible with man is all things are possible with God. Moses picked up that little old rod. You know what happened? The Bible said that the Red Sea began to divide itself. On there, the way was made when it looked like there was no way. And there, the children of Israel went over on dry ground through the victory. Why? Because they kept going forward and they went to the right person. What would have happened to them if they had tried to make swords and staves and spears and all these different things? What would have happened to the children of Israel? You know what would have happened if they had trusted in themselves? You know what would have happened? They'd all been killed before they left the land of Egypt. Or they'd still been slaves. But they didn't trust in their own self. You know what they trusted in? The leadership of God. They didn't depend upon a man. But they said, where could we go but to the Lord? And God began to make a way. Think about your own personal lives. Think about the troubles and trials that we've all been through in life. How many times and how many situations has it looked like in your life you thought, oh Lord, what am I going to do? And you tried everything else, tried every other answer, but when the problem finally got heavy enough, finally got big enough, you said, Lord, here am I. You've all I got. You're all I've got, Lord. If I go down, I'm going down with you. And then God began to move. Don't we serve a good God this morning? Don't we serve a good God? Before the problem ever arose, God had an answer. Jesus has your answer this morning. There's no surprise to Jesus this morning that you're here at Silver City Baptist Church. Whether you're lost, whether you've got a problem in your life this morning, whatever it is, there's no surprise to Jesus that you're here today. But thank God today He sent an answer for you. You know what the answer is? It's Jesus Christ, Him crucified and a risen Savior. Come this morning and put your faith and trust in a man called Jesus. You know what Jesus said to the lost people? Jesus said it wasn't His will that any should perish. None should perish. It's not His will that one person should die and go to hell. But He said, if you believe not in Him and trust Him, you're condemned already. We serve a good God. A good God. The only God today that there is. The one that died for us, gave His life for us. And the one that wants to help us and take us through life, and that we might have a joyful, happy, wonderful life. The greatest thing, I guess, in life today when we wake up in the morning. See, a lot of times, a lot of people just don't want to believe the message that we preach. Maybe sometimes people just don't, we forget. Maybe sometimes we just love our sins more than what we are to love. A lot of times life begins to get so good that we forget the state that we was in before God let us out. And I'll be honest with you this morning, there's been a lot of times in my life where I woke up and I said, boy, it sure would be nice to go back to Biloxi, Mississippi and sit down at a card table and play poker. It sure would be good to sit in air conditioning instead of this 100-degree weather. Satan makes it look so appealing, brings up my past, and he makes it look so wonderful. But then you know what comes to my mind? The misery, the heartache, and the sin that I went through. And I, you know what I began to pray? I say, God, please, don't ever let me forget the hurt and the shame and the sickness and the sadness that I was in. Lord, don't ever let me forget when I bowed on my knees and said, Lord, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could we go but to God? God has all our answers today. He's got all our needs. He's got everything in this life that we need in life. So this morning, if you got a problem, you got options, you got choices. You can stay in your problem. When you leave this church today, you can go back to what you used to be, or you can go forward and ask God, God, where I need you. Where could you go but to the Lord? And ain't you glad today the people of Israel, the children of Israel, needed help? They needed to deliver. And you know what God done? He sent them a man by the name of Moses to help them through life. You know what? God may have put a person in your life today to help you through life. Has there ever been somebody God's put in your life when you prayed a prayer, God, help me, I need some help, and all of a sudden an individual come to your life and just made a difference? Ain't you glad today for good godly friends, good godly people, good godly mamas and daddies, grandmas and grandpas? Ain't you glad today that God puts people in our life that we can lean on, that will help us? That's God being God in our lives. Come get you a song this morning. I know we've been short and scattered. And I hope you've got something out of it this morning. But if you've got a problem this morning, maybe you've tried everything else in life. This morning, I want you to try Jesus this morning. Jesus will make a difference in your life. So while we stand, get a song and stand and sing page 511. Search your hearts this morning. If you're lost and never been saved, this would be the good day to come make Jesus the Lord of your life. So while we stand and sing page 511, you follow the Lord this morning.